you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I'm still trying to understand it, but I guess it's true that 29 is when you're like, let's switch things up.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
That's so cool. Dang, right on the money.
Keeping up a daily habit is much easier than doing nothing and then doing everything and then stopping and then starting. So
hello friends, welcome back to Acting My Age with me, Rohini Elise. Happy Wednesday. So happy to be back with another episode. Hope you all are doing just freaking fantastic today. I hope you are thriving today. I'm recording this on a cheery Sunday, drinking a little oat milk latte. I did a nice facial massage for myself this morning with jojoba oil to try to get some like glow going on. And so far I think it's working. So yeah, just having a super chill day, and I am so excited for who I'm having on the pod today. Drum roll please. Tasha Franken is coming on to talk to us. And if you're not familiar with her, she is just a fitness Pilates queen. She is a model who is now a Pilates queen. Like, she is so stunning. Her workouts are incredible. I do her workouts. That's how I found her. Her 7-minute abs and 7-minute booty literally changed my butt and my abs. They're such good workouts. They're so hard, but so just good. And I love her whole approach. She like prioritizes making sure you stretch and like what kind of mindset you're in and taking deep breaths and all these great things. She just seems like a really sweet gal. And she is gracing us with her presence today. So I'm super excited to talk to her. I've never chatted with her before. So this will be, I guess, a little bit more like an interview, but not really. All of the guests I have on, they all turn into pretty casual conversations. So I hope you guys enjoy. I'm very excited for this one. I think I have a lot to learn from her. She actually did IIN, the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. So I'm considering doing that. Really eager to pick her brain about her thoughts on the program and just so many other things. So let's get into the episode. Glad you guys are here. Don't forget to leave us a rating and review. I don't know why I say us, like it's just me. Don't forget to leave me a rating and review on the Apple Podcast page if you enjoy this podcast, and also subscribe to the YouTube channel if you want to watch the video version. So that's Acting My Age Podcast on YouTube. Okay, let's get into it. Excited. Hi, Tasha. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
You are just as glowy on the Zoom call as you are in all your videos. So definitely
same girl.
It's the same girl, same backdrop. Same backdrop from the workouts. I'm really excited about this. I have so many questions. I do your workouts. I don't know who I found you from, some Instagram story, but I started with the 7-minute booty and just never went back.
That's funny. I think the 7-minute ones, I did like a 7-minute abs, 7-minute arms, 7-minute booty.
Oh, yeah.
And those ended up being like my most watched ones ever, I think, because people are like, oh, it's under 7 minutes.
So
but
easy.
It's not 5 minutes. And it just worked out. And those became like my top viewing videos.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just do them back to back or do them on their own. But those did. A lot of people love those ones.
Yeah, because it's so hard, but so fast. Like you get it done. My butt has never been the same. I said that in the intro. I'm like, that changed my butt. It changed my abs.
Good. It's That's so what I good. Like to hear.
It's so good. Okay. So yeah, I have so much to pick your brain on. And then I saw you were with our, I think, mutual friend, Sophia, or I don't know if you guys like really know each other or what,
Sophia,
but I saw.
Which Sophia?
Wellness with Soph.
Yes.
The IG handle.
Yeah. We became friends during quarantine.
Oh, nice. I love Instagram. Mm-hmm. Brings people together like that.
Yeah, it does.
Super fun.
I noticed that since I started my Pilates videos that all of a sudden I was surrounded by all these people with similar interests in this wellness space.
Yeah, I know. It's funny. You just find one and then it goes to the next and you have like a little gal group. I love that. Mm-hmm. Love that about IG. Okay, so I guess my first question is, I think you're a model, right?
I am. Yes.
Definitely look like a model. You're beautiful.
I have been modeling for 10 years.
Oh, snap. Wow. How old are you?
29.
Oh, 29. Wow. Yeah.
Everyone's always 19. Surprised when I say that.
Do people think you're younger or older?
Yeah, all the time.
Younger? Yeah. You're like, no, I've been around the block, okay?
I'm like, I've been around.
I've done this already for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, so 10 years. Okay. What started this whole journey into your health? Like, have you always been really into it, or?
I have always had a healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Growing up in Spain, my mom always made our home cook. Yeah, so I grew up in Spain. Wow. My mom's Norwegian, my dad's Dutch.
Wow.
I guess living in Spain, you don't have access to like fast food and stuff like you do here. So everything generally is organic without being called organic, and a lot of food is homemade. So I always ate homemade food. When I lived by myself, I always cooked myself. So I was always interested in health. Mm-hmm. But as I started modeling, I guess my priorities changed where I was always traveling. Mm-hmm. I was always
on the go,
living in different apartments. So I didn't have like my staples. I didn't have my routine, and everything was always on the go.
Mm-hmm.
So I became really interested in learning how to be healthy on the go. And making sure I was still eating right while maintaining my body, while maintaining my energy. And so I did a course about 5 years ago, the IIN course.
I was going to ask about that. Yeah, because I'm kind of interested in doing that. So I was really
eager to hear your thoughts. I did that 5 years ago, and that was kind of what then kickstarted, I guess, a deeper understanding of health and wellness, because I was always interested in it. And I was reading all the books and reading every diet book, every nutrition book. And then when I did the course, it was kind of a really good way to step into this world and just understand it better, because it's quite broad. Mm-hmm. So you study a little bit of everything and then you kind of take it from there. And if there's something you're particularly interested in, you can then do something else or dive deeper into it with a different course.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. I've seen a lot of people, like some do yoga or some turn into personal chefs, or like I just stalked their Instagram tag the other day. I'm like, who are the people that do this? So you feel like it's really helped you, or it's a good foundational piece?
I think it's a really good foundation. I think it's really good if you either just want to start, don't really know what you want to do, but you know you want to do something with health, then I think it's a really good place to start, because it gives you such a broad spectrum of all the different topics from, you know, they'll teach you about veganism, they'll teach you about being keto, they'll teach you about herbs and supplements and lifestyle. And so it's not just about food, but they'll teach you about, they kind of sparked my philosophy that I always believed in, which is everybody is different. Right. So there is no one diet. So they don't promote one diet, one way of living.
Yeah, I love that.
They kind of give you a bit of everything, because something works for everyone. There's one thing that works for everyone, but not.
Yeah, we're all so unique. We're all so unique. Oh, that's cool. So 5 years ago, you did that. And then just from there.
And then I had like a food blog, and then I kind of started coaching clients.
What kind of recipes did you do?
Just healthy, simple stuff, like smoothies and oatmeal and
all the good
salmon
stuff.
Dishes and stuff that I still eat now.
So you eat some like partially plant-based, partially not?
I would say mainly plant-based, but I do eat protein if it's salmon, chicken. I try and buy wild, organic, grass-fed whenever I can. Mm-hmm. And I just have always preferred that over red meat. I just don't like red meat.
Yeah.
But I have nothing against it if you're buying grass-fed and you know where your source is coming from.
Do you eat eggs?
I don't, just because I'm intolerant to them.
Ah, okay.
So a lot of people otherwise, are. Yeah, otherwise that. I would, and I wish I could, because it's such a versatile ingredient mm-hmm. to use. You get so many proteins and fats and good stuff in it, but I personally don't, but everyone is different. Mm-hmm. So primarily, I just don't eat processed foods.
Mm, yeah, that's great. mm-hmm. I don't see, do you still share recipes? I haven't seen that on your Instagram.
I've actually started sharing a little bit more than I did, so I kind of stopped. And recently, I started posting a little bit more of like, I did like a healthy cookie recipe, my staple smoothie bowl recipe. And I did a video on like homemade granola, homemade oat milk. So there are a few in there. They're like dotted around.
Okay, that's good. I need to check out the granola one. Mm-hmm. I need to make it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Seems like it's not that hard. And I probably have all the ingredients. I just need to do it.
Honestly, it's so easy. And you can just throw ingredients in together, mix it with a little bit of coconut oil, a little bit of coconut sugar or dates, whatever you want to use. And you just bake it. Mm. And you can create your own custom granola, which seems to be difficult to find in the supermarkets if they're not like $20 a bag or filled with ingredients you don't like. Yeah. That's why I created my own, because I don't want quinoa. I don't want all these like 100 ingredients. Yeah. I just want it really simple.
More like trail mix. I feel like some mm-hmm. of them are like trail mix. I'm like, no, I don't want that. I just want a little crunchy, little sweet, little mm-hmm. salty something on there. Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay. I need to check that out. So 5 years ago, I keep asking questions about food and distracting you from the journey.
Not... 5 years ago. So yes, did the IIN course. Started doing my health coaching, but it didn't quite click where I was still modeling full time, and it just got too much where I wasn't able to give people the time that they wanted to be able to schedule in appointments. So that's when I started my food blog and started posting stuff on there. And then it didn't click. It didn't feel right for me. Yeah. I felt like it was becoming forced because I didn't enjoy posting it as much. Mm-hmm. And then at the beginning of this year, I did my Pilates certification.
Oh.
So I got qualified at the end of February.
Oh, wow.
And then I know. So I got qualified end of February, and then started recording videos. And that's when I started my Pilates channel. Was literally beginning of lockdown.
Oh my gosh.
Right place, right time. It just clicked. And I just fell in love with the course, teaching. It was something that I wasn't sure if I wanted to do, but I wanted to do the course just because I loved Pilates, and I've tried every single workout there is, trainer there is, technique. I've done it all. And for me, Pilates is something that stuck through me the entire time throughout my years of modeling, throughout everything, because it's a rehab exercise. So it's created for people who are injured to get their body realigned.
So, I didn't know that. That's so cool.
Yeah, so it's all to do with your core, because that's your powerhouse. So everything stems from the core, and you need to really strengthen internally to then be able to do all the other exercises. It helps you align your spine. People say they grow taller because you're lengthening your body. Mm. So I was always interested in it, and Pilates was something that always worked for me. And I would get distracted by other classes and other things on Instagram where they're like, this is the best workout ever. You need to try this. And I would try it. It just wouldn't work for me.
Yeah.
I would get inflamed. I would gain muscle because I'm so athletic that I would naturally gain a lot of muscle. Mm-hmm. And so did my course just because I wanted to learn how to do it properly. And
how long was it?
All of a sudden at the course, it was like 6 weeks.
Oh, wow. In person or?
In person. Yeah. This was in person.
Back when that was a thing.
So back in the day. So that was in person. And then I finished it end of February. And then all of a sudden we went into lockdown, and I had just started recording videos. And then it gave me the time to just focus on that. Because when I'm modeling full time, if I'm not working, I've got a casting or I have to travel. So it just kind of stopped everything. My industry shut down, and it gave me time to just focus on Pilates, and it just happened at the right time. Something clicked, and here I am. It's been I don't know how many months.
That's crazy. Almost like a year anniversary you launched your new TF studio. That's crazy. In a year.
Yeah, so I started posting everything on YouTube, and just by word of mouth, it just like grew. And then I launched TF Studio a week ago. So now I've transitioned everything. Thank you. I transitioned everything over from YouTube to TF Studio. And now from now on, everything's on there. So I have 2 new videos a week. I'm doing regular live classes every week. So there's like constantly new videos, just getting better and better, different, doing what people are requesting me to do. So just there's a lot more on there.
It's so, I love all the photos too, because it's so hip and trendy and cool, girl, but it's a workout. Like, I've never seen anything like that. So that's really cool. So I'm like, ooh, that one's cute. Like, look at that little pose, or for different things.
Thank you. No, I appreciate it, because I guess because I've come from a modeling background where I'm really into fashion, I'm really into aesthetic things too, and I want to look good. And I wanted everything to be categorized really well, so it's not, you know, just a library full of videos and you don't know where to go and you're like, there's too many, I'm overwhelmed. Yeah,
and then you
So I wanted to make sure they were categorized by body parts, because I still believe in that philosophy that every body is different. So some people want to work out their glutes, some people want to do their abs, everyone wants to do different body parts. So when you go to a group fitness class, they're teaching a majority of people, right? And you're doing exercises in the class that you might not want to, because you're like, I don't want to do calf raises because I don't want to work my calves, something like that. So when you do these videos, they're categorized by specific body parts, so you can choose what you want to work on. They're categorized by duration, if you've got 5 minutes before work, or you want to do a full hour on a Saturday. So they're categorized by duration. With equipment, if you want to do something with ankle weights, you can scroll through, go through the equipment folder, pick ankle weights, pick your workout, or no equipment. And then there's beginners, stretches. So I just wanted something for everyone, and I want it to be easy. I want people to be able to find things. So the thumbnails have the title, the duration, and the equipment used, so you know what you're getting into.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so easy. Like you said, like, you just kind of float around and find something really fast that you want. How long did that take?
I guess it took me about, I mean, I'm still doing it because I have, I'm working on the app next.
I was going to ask on about the browser. That. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so there is an app coming out. It just takes longer to build out. So now that I've got the browser up, it's in about a month or so, the apps should be ready, fingers crossed. But it took me maybe like two months to kind of get everything together.
That's not as long as I was expecting, actually. Like,
yeah, because
you had to work with developers and stuff, or?
Yes and no. I've done the majority of it all by myself. So I've been living, breathing.
What can't she do?
I've become a multifunctional human than I didn't know it was possible. But I think when you have something in mind, we're capable of so much more than we realize.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, because it's your vision and you're like, this is in my head. I can't just tell someone else how I want it to go.
Yeah, I am. So for the aesthetic part of the site, one of my friends, I asked her for her advice if she had any photographers that she think would want to shoot. And she was like, no, why don't I shoot it? I was like, are you sure you want to shoot it? And she's like, yeah, you know what? Let's try it. If it doesn't work out, we'll find you someone else. I was like, sure, let's do it. We shot it. It was perfect. We did it in an hour.
Oh my gosh.
I got my outfits ready because I have that, like, I can shoot something really fast because I have that background where I know how to shoot and pose, right? So
yeah,
nailed the shots.
Super efficient.
Really quick. Done, photos done.
Dang,
I didn't
even
edit them because I was like, I want everything, which is the same as my videos. I don't want anything to be filtered, edited, perfect. So I didn't edit the pictures. I left them as they are, just like I do on my Instagram. I don't want to filter everything because I think there's enough of that out there.
Yeah.
Same with my videos. I don't cut them. If I make a mistake, I just like, keep going, guys. Keep going. My bad. Let's do the other side. I missed one thing. Please,
that's so
going.
Nice, though, because that's like a class. If you're doing it in person, you know, you can't expect perfection. It's not real.
That's what I just want it to be, something that's honest, real, doable, not intimidating. And I try and keep it as just normal as possible, and just to create something that people like and enjoy, because that's the main thing with fitness.
Yeah.
you get like sucked into things that you think are going to be good for you, but at the end of the day, if you don't enjoy it, you're not going to get the results you want, and you're not going to want to do it long term.
Which
you got to find what you like.
The whole purpose, that was the big thing, just finding something like quick. You can fit in, makes you feel good. It's happy. Like mm-hmm. you bring such good energy to the workouts, which is like, I don't want someone yelling at me. I want someone like having fun with me, not being like, do another one. Like, I don't mm-hmm. can't do that.
I think it's just important to find what you like, and whether that's my workouts or not my workouts, just finding that thing, that instructor that you click with, the style that you like, what feels good for you, mm-hmm. that's the most important thing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Talk about when something really clicks, like that all just went boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. 2 months, then the photo shoot was an hour. Like, wow.
It just happened.
How does like, it feel just... to be living your purpose? Like, that's amazing.
It feels so good. And I think a lot of people this last year had a lot of moments of realization because we all got like halted. Mm-hmm. What do you want to do? What do you want to do when you wake up? Like, what is, everyone kind of had these realizations, which is why I think it was meant to be. We were meant to all kind of have this mm-hmm. moment of like,
yeah, slow down.
And it's also okay not to find it, right? I'm not saying that everyone the last year needed to find their purpose mm-hmm. and like, that's not what I'm saying, but I think everything happens for a reason for certain yeah. people to grow in different ways.
Totally.
And this just put a stop for me where I just stopped working and just
grind mm-hmm. on what you want. And you're 29, so do you know about like Saturn return?
Return? I do, but you know what? I feel like you're very into astrology, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Because I did speak to an astrologer and she told me all about it and she told me a few things and I'm still trying to understand it, but I guess it's true that 29 is when you're like,
mm-hmm.
let's switch things up. Yeah. What are we doing?
That's so cool. Dang, mm-hmm. right on the money. When did you turn 29? Or
April. So.
So like half, or no, so like a couple months after you
So like started? A month after lockdown, I guess.
Wow. Oh, that's cool. A couple
months after I started, yeah.
That's so cool. Oh my gosh, that makes me excited. I'm gonna turn 29. Let's get it popping.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
Right. Everyone is so young.
Yeah. You're like, okay, all these wellness girls, all these Instagram.
No, but it's so funny. It's so many of my friends now who I've met throughout these past months, it's like everyone is really young, which is so exciting that everyone's starting to actually care about their health at such a young age.
Yeah, that's true. That is really mm-hmm. true. In the last year, I've definitely just in quarantine, realizing a lot of things for yeah. sure. Well, I mean, when yeah. you're stuck at home with yourself and your thoughts all the time, like you got to kind of work with it, make it a happy place to be.
Yeah.
Or yeah. Work through all whatever happens. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Workouts mm-hmm. help. That's for sure. Definitely.
Oh yeah. For mental stability. Definitely.
How do you, so if there are days when you're just not feeling it, you're like, I don't want to work out right now. Maybe that's not the case anymore because it's so integrated in your life. But what do you do if you're not really feeling it?
Then I don't do it.
That's great.
Literally, I think a lot of the times we force ourselves, and sometimes it's out of laziness that mm-hmm. you're like, I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
But sometimes your body is tired or you're at a point in your cycle where you just like don't have the energy, or you mentally just don't. Sometimes I think we give ourselves such a hard time where we feel like we always have to do something mm-hmm. and feel bad about it. You have to work out every day.
Yeah.
I used to have to work out every day, no matter what, or I would be in a foul mood. Mm. Now I've gotten to a point where I've realized it's not about who cares if you miss that one time, or when you're on holiday, you don't have to be on top of it all the time. Mm-hmm. It's about longevity and doing little things every day consistently, even if it's not every day, just something consistent, because keeping up a daily habit is much easier than doing nothing and then doing everything and then stopping mm-hmm. and then starting. So I think just doing a little bit every single day, you forget if you do 10 minutes a day, right? That's mm-hmm. 70 minutes a week. Then that's I don't know how many hours a month, yeah. and then I don't know how many hours a week, a year, and it all adds up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a great way to look at it.
It's like tiny movements and tiny moments that help. But when I'm not in the mood, I don't push myself anymore, because I've done that. I've pushed myself to do 2 workouts a day when I don't want to. I've pushed myself to work out, wake up 7 a.m., do my thing every single day. And you put so much pressure and stress on your body.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't have the energy to do that anymore.
Wow. Like, that's great too, because then your energy, like, you actually want to be there, you want to be doing it, and you can definitely feel that through the camera.
But there are definitely times when I'm not saying I always just like don't do anything, but I'm also, there are times when I have to record because yeah. I have a commitment, 2 workouts a week. If I don't record those 2 workouts, mm-hmm. I don't have videos coming out. So I have to stay on top of it, whether I want to or not.
Yeah.
But even when I'm not in the mood, I do it and I'm like, okay, it's done.
It
really wasn't that bad. What was I making it so negative for?
How do you come up with the workouts? Is it hard to come up with so many things all the time?
Yes and no. It's funny because I look back and I'm like, I've done like 80 something videos plus all the lives that haven't been saved, because during quarantine I was collaborating a lot with other people and doing constantly live workouts. Mm-hmm. And so I would say I've recorded about 100 videos in the last, since March.
Whoa.
And when I first started, I would like prep them, write them down, like make a routine, like really think about it. Now I just get on the mat and I do what I feel like doing, and wow. It just
kind of comes flows out. That's amazing. Yeah,
it's like, just now I just was like, okay, I'm gonna grab my ankle weights, what I feel like doing. Okay, I'm gonna do some legs, some abs, let's do it really lengthening, let's do some sideline series, and then I just go with it.
Wow.
And
it's your thing, you're doing your thing.
I just yeah.
Wow, that's really cool. I was wondering how that mm-hmm. works. I mean, I'm sure the Pilates course you did kind of teaches you like how to instruct people.
Yes. So the course was mainly how to teach a studio. Mm. So we were taught how to like engage with people, use the mic, be able to teach to the beat of the music, how to cue, how to adjust people. So the course taught us a lot about the basics of Pilates, a lot of how to teach in studio, less about how to create routine. So I think that's something that I taught myself as I just kept learning.
Yeah.
And just
how do
with
you,
experience.
How do you learn to talk while doing like the really hard, like it's just the certain ab ones. I'm like, I don't think I'm so impressed with that.
No, it's funny because I get that all the time, even from my friends. They're like, but how are you still talking through these moves? Yeah. I don't know, to be honest, because I'm out of breath too. Sometimes I'm like, all right, child's pose, because like, I need a break. Yeah.
That's funny.
But I think when you're teaching, there's something that kind of takes over. Like maybe it's adrenaline or something when you're like...
Yeah, that makes sense.
You're there for that purpose.
Like, I'm just leading this right now. Like I got to...
Go for it.
Do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so there isn't a certain trick. I was picturing like... someone teaching a class will be like, okay, this is how you breathe, and I don't know.
No, I think you just, there's something that just takes over and you're like, gotta keep going.
Wow, okay, that's good. maybe I should record my workouts just for that, like give me a little extra
honestly
boost.
I think, because even me, like I right now wish I had I struggle to find a class that I want to watch and do myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because now I've become so specific.
Yeah.
Whereas I used to do every single class and I would try them all. But now I tried a few classes just to like see if I could find something that I, because even teachers want to be taught too. When I want to work out for myself, I don't always want to think about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just want to follow someone else. And I tried a few and I was like, oh, I'm dying. This is so hard. And I was thinking, are my workouts not hard enough? Because I'm dying. So I think it's different watching someone else because you don't know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
You... like it's maybe a different move than what you're used to or your body's used to. So I think teaching is different to taking, for
that
sure.
That makes sense. That makes me feel better that you still are like, damn, this is hard.
Because,
mm-hmm. okay, good. That makes me feel better. Okay, so I think we already talked about TF Studio a little bit, but for people who might want to check it out.
Yes.
Definitely they should follow you on Instagram.
That's my like main thing where I make all my announcements and everything.
And the 7-minute abs and booty are still on there, last I checked.
They are. I've left a few on YouTube and a few on IGTV for people to try.
Mm-hmm.
They're not my best videos. They're not like the best recorded, the most unique, but they're really quick. So I just left those on. For people to just get a little taste, mm-hmm. little try.
Yeah.
So now all my videos are on tashafrankin.tv.
Okay.
And
.tv.
.tv, and you can do a 7-day free trial, so you can try it out for seven days and then decide what you want to do.
That's super nice. Mm-hmm. And then you're just going to love it, so you just keep going.
Exactly.
It's perfect.
Once you're in, you're going to be like, I've got to sign up.
I'm hooked. Yeah, I'm literally, I think today after this, I'm like, I'm going to do one of Tasha's workouts after this
do
call.
Do it. I think you, if you haven't worked out yet, you're going to feel so good doing it after like your job, did your interview.
And then do Let's a little. Move. Yeah, perfect. Okay, so some more personal questions, because mm-hmm. I've never actually talked to you before. Usually the people that I have on, I'm like, friends with for a while, so I know a little bit about them, but I don't really know anything about you, so that's kind of fun.
Yeah, you're something like, new,
or I'm
I could
scared.
Be full of surprises.
I know, maybe. So you do you know your big three astrological signs, like your sun, moon, and rising?
Yes, Aries,
Aries sun.
Cancer rising, and I always forget the other one. So
do you have co-star? Is that which one? Or
yeah, I know that it tells me on my co-star what my things are. I always forget the third one for some strange reason. I think it's Aquarius, but let me just double-check.
That'd be funny if it was.
So sun is Aries, Cancer rising. So you're into astrology.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom's actually an astrologer, so I kind of grew up hearing
amazing.
Lots about it.
Oh, Gemini moon.
Ah, Gemini. Okay.
Aries, sun, Gemini moon, Cancer rising.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun, fun. Do you feel
is
like...
Is it?
Yeah, you're like, is it?
Tell me.
I mean, I really like the Cancer rising, because that's, you come off very like sweet and like just, I don't know, sweet, I guess is the best word. Like you seem very caring. I feel like that's the Cancer rising.
I think I am. Like, yeah, I guess I am.
And then the Gemini moon's a little more, I mean, I don't know if you ever drink, but some people say that your moon sign is what comes out when you drink.
That's funny because I do drink in moderation.
Yeah.
I just can't tolerate it as much as I used to. Maybe an age thing, maybe a health thing. The healthier you get, the more it feels like it's poison in your body. Mm-hmm. So I would say it makes me really, really happy and really nice.
That's good.
Like I'm like the funny, nice, bubbly, drunk.
That's I mean, that's the best case scenario, right?
But is that a Gemini thing?
I think the funny part, like funny kind of just going with the flow, that seems pretty, I mean, an air sign. My husband's in it, Gemini, so he's something. But Aries sun, that makes sense. I feel like a lot of fitness people are Aries.
Really?
Yeah, because they're just a lot of like, all the Aries I know, they have to work out every day or they go a little crazy.
It's a fitness thing. Yeah, I've been reading that more and more as an Aries. It's like, you have to be out and be active.
Gotta be moving. Like, get that.
But it's energy. I'm not like super active in the sense like sometimes I'm like, oh, I can't be bothered. That feels like too much effort. Oh, that feels like too much effort. But when it comes to like fitness and things, I've always been like moving and active.
That makes sense. My brother's an Aries and he like has to crush a really hard workout every single day or he just is like twitching, like he needs that energy release.
I think that's what I noticed too when I'm in a bad mood or a funk. I'm like, yeah, I didn't work out today.
That's there it is. That makes sense.
Yep.
So okay, that's cool. I love hearing everyone's little signs. I like that combo actually, because it's fire and water and air, so you have three different elements going on, which is nice.
I didn't think about that,
because sometimes if you meet someone that's like all fire, their big three's fire, it's pretty like you're like, whoa,
you can feel it,
spicy, like lot going on.
yeah
so that's cool. So you do like astrology, or you said you got a
I do. I'm very fascinated by it. I just haven't learned enough yet.
Yeah,
so anytime I meet someone who's into astrology, I'm like, Tell me
more. Everything.
Tell me, what am I? What's coming up? What do I have coming? Like, I always want to know so many things.
Yeah, it's like unlimited. My mom's been studying it for probably 25 years, and she's like, every day she'll call me, I know nothing. Oh my God, like just discovered a whole nother section. Like you just can never learn it all.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting. Okay, next question. Do you ever struggle with your work-life balance when your work is also like part of your life?
Yes. I think that's something I'm going to have to try and learn as I go, because this is so new to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because modeling is definitely takes over your life, because you're permanently on standby.
Mm.
So you could get a call and have to fly somewhere tomorrow. You could book a job suddenly in the middle of your holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So this, the past like 10 years or since I've been modeling, I've always been on standby. So it does affect your personal life. It does affect your daily life, because you can't make plans.
Oh.
So that's been, you know, when you first start, as someone who is always, I would say pretty like routine-y and just normal, it was really difficult for me at first. And I just had to let that go, park it aside, realize that was out of my control. And I just had to keep going with the flow. But then it got to a point where it was taking over my life, where I couldn't make my own decisions, or I couldn't make plans because of this job. So it's, each one is different. So I speak about both jobs, because I have this full-time, modeling is still my full-time job. Pilates is technically my second job, and now it's taken over so much.
Yeah,
it's taken over so much that it's like a 24/7 thing, from recording the videos, uploading, editing,
designing your own dang website,
responding to people with like promo code issues, account issues, setting up a live, technical stuff. So there's so much that now it's like, now I'm 24/7 like glued to my laptop doing things. So people think, oh, she must just like work out all day and like life is easy.
There's
a lot more to it than just the videos themselves. It's probably 10% of what everything else that I do. Yeah.
And that's the funnest part. Like the rest is all the hard work.
And that's why I got to a point with my YouTube where I was like, I couldn't afford to keep posting for free on YouTube, because it was costing me so much time and money to get all my videos out there, to get a better camera, to set up my lights, to have someone edit my videos for me. So there was so many costs involved that I was just like drowning myself in all these fees and posting everything for free. So I had to make the decision to do my own site, also because I wanted it to look better. It wasn't because I'm such like a perfectionist and I want everything to aesthetically feel, look good,
feel
as
like
a package.
You.
Yeah, YouTube didn't feel like me. It felt like my video was on another platform.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is my platform, my design, my style, categorized how I want it.
So
and
nice.
It feels like my own.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I transitioned.
Because
I was
makes sense.
You can only do free stuff
for so long. Like, especially this is your, if this is like what you want to do.
Right.
Then
exactly.
Yeah. So what about modeling? Will you, I mean, I guess it's kind of,
I will,
right now.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely slow right now, and it has been the past year, and I'm still going to keep working, doing my thing, but I have so much time now to focus on other stuff. So I think I'm just going to see how it goes.
Yeah.
And I think they come hand in hand, because ever since I started my Pilates stuff, I've been getting so many more active jobs. So I've been doing so many more brands that are fitness, active, health, because they nowadays, everyone just looks at your Instagram, right? They're like, oh, let me check out that girl.
Like,
oh, she's okay, cool. She fits the brand. Whereas before, we used to have to walk around with a portfolio, show them our like editorial pictures. Now it's like, they just look at your Instagram.
Wow.
So they can see that I know how to move. They can see that I look good in active wear, and they can just pick me like that.
Yeah, and that's nice too, because you're like, ooh, I'm comfortable, like I'm familiar, this is my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they could, I mean, I'm sure that could turn into other collabs too, like hiring
exactly.
you for Pilates mm-hmm. stuff. So that's that's super cool.
Yeah.
Wow, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. I always wonder about how everyone deals with work-life balance, because some people, I don't know, it's just everyone's so unique. Some people like to get up really early and squeeze it all in. Some people are really good at making schedules. And I'm just always interested, because when you have to do everything, like you said, like you're the customer service person, you're filming it, you're also creatively coming up with the concept. Like sometimes you just do it all the time. There's no break. And
that's how I feel at the moment. I think I've just like taken so much on because it's new that I don't really have that balance yet, but it'll come.
Yeah,
because right now this is my priority, so I'm just like putting all my time and energy into this.
Yeah, and you just launched it like a week ago. Mm-hmm. You said
a week ago.
You're in grind mode. Oh, so exciting! How has it been going? Like, have you been really happy with the?
I've been really happy with the feedback. I've been really happy with people subscribing. Like, it's done better than I could have imagined.
Oh, that's amazing.
And to look back like a year ago, not even a year ago, look back to when I first started, like I had all these ideas. And now that it's finally coming together is obviously really exciting. And yeah. I'm like, I just want to keep making everything better, putting out more videos for people to just feel good, because that's why I do it, because I found something that worked for me, mm-hmm. my body, that made me feel good, that I just wanted to share with other people. So they're not, you know, it's hard to find that workout routine that you like, the person that you like. So if you find that,
mm-hmm. like, stick with it,
it makes life so much better.
Yeah, totally.
So that's my goal. I just want to keep making everything better for people so that they can just keep working out, feeling good at home and not...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's...
And it must be so nice. Like, people love it. People are, like you said, giving you good feedback and they like your stuff. Like, that's so yeah. exciting.
Mm-hmm. So I love the feedback sometimes when I get messages and I'm like, really? Like, some of the messages I get, I'm like, oh! Like, it almost makes me cry sometimes. Some yeah. things I read, I'm like, wow, because movement is medicine and movement can heal so much. And when people reach out and they're like, you've helped me through this and that. And
you're
I'm like,
oh my God. Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Cause I feel like in the moment, you never know when you're doing your workout, you're like, okay, this is good. I like this. And then who knows, it completely changed someone's life or flipped mm-hmm. their whole day around or bad week they were having. That's what's yeah. so cool about. That's what's yeah. interesting about doing things online. It's like cool. And also sometimes is hard because at least for me, I always have thoughts like, am I really doing anything? Like, is there anyone out there? Hello. Like, am I mm-hmm. impacting everyone, anyone? But then when you get those messages, it's like, oh, okay. Yes.
When I get them, I'm just like, this is why I'm still doing
yes,
this.
Yes, exactly.
And why I'm going to keep doing this, because it's so important mm-hmm. that you're doing something that actually gives back too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Totally. That's so great. You found that, how you're helping people. That's the goal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Help yeah. people. Okay, so this is different switch up here. I don't know. How is the dating? What's the dating scene like in LA?
The dating scene? I have no idea, to be honest. I have been in a relationship for 4 years.
Oh, wow.
I've always been a relationship girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same.
Never been a dater. So, but I hear it sucks.
Yeah, I've heard too. I've heard, yeah, Sophia posts funny things from different
oh, yeah, like, she does.
Tinder things and the Erewhon boy. Did you
yeah,
see
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you're in a relationship. That's good.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'm a relationship gal too, obviously. I mm-hmm. got married at 20, so.
That's young.
Yeah, super young. But we've been together since I was 15, so.
Wow, amazing.
Little high school sweetheart action.
Yeah, amazing.
Okay, skincare. You have skincare. The best skin.
I don't.
Really?
I don't know. I go through phases, but this whole mask situation is like, I feel like I have permanent like bumps or like just not clear.
Yeah.
It's
been so bad.
I think with skincare, less is more. And I really learned the hard way, where you get so sucked into everyone's routines, being like, they're using this and that, and I have to try this product, and everyone's using mm-hmm. this. And I think normally the people with the best skin do the least,
yes.
because it's genetic, or they just wash their face with soap and yeah. that's it, and they have perfect skin.
Yes.
Sleep
with makeup on, like,
yeah. Use my main wipes. Things. Yeah, my main things is just I cleanse. Every morning, every night, I wear minimal makeup. I only put makeup on when I'm shooting or when I have to. And I keep my routine really simple with a really gentle cleanser. I'll do either like a spritz of like toner, and then I'll use hyaluronic acid because that's really hydrating mm-hmm. for the skin. And it's really gentle, so literally anyone can use it.
Mm-hmm.
And then a really good moisturizer, something light so your skin can breathe.
What kind? Because
I also, do you use now? Right now I'm using Osea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's all natural, made with algae from the sea.
Yeah, they have a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, they have really good stuff. And I like Tata Harpa also like a natural brand. And Drunk Elephant is really good.
Yeah, I like their stuff too.
And that's it. And an eye cream. And then I love a clay mask.
you can buy that clay, the Aztec clay from Amazon for like $8 and you mix it with water and you do that once a week and it just like cleans your skin.
Yeah, it feels crazy. You can like feel it sucking.
You can feel it like tightening and you're like, I can't move my face. Yeah. So that is a really good like cheap face mask option.
I feel like almost anyone who's kind of dabbled on YouTube or Instagram, if you say like Aztec Indian healing clay, they're like, yes.
Everyone knows. Yeah. And then I really like the Gua Sha tool. Mm. So I'll use that every now and then. I used to be way more regimental with it. Now I do it whenever I feel like it. And I use an ice roller. I love my ice roller.
I just ordered one because I saw you and Sophia and I'm like, I should just get it.
Honestly, I use it all the time, especially because I wake up really puffy. I sleep really flat, so I get a lot of water, and I'm like, ugh. So I like roll my face with the ice roller, and it feels so soothing, and it just like wakes you up.
Yeah.
So that I love, and it's so cheap, and you just leave it in the freezer. Tip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was mine was like $8 on Amazon, I think.
And I think.
Do you get facials? Skin,
every now and then, I'm not a big treatment facial girl. I think because of my modeling career, I hate getting things done, like my nails. I don't like getting my hair done. I don't like getting my face done. I just find it really time consuming. I just don't enjoy it.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So I hate going for mani-pedi. Like, I really need to, but I hate it. So facials once in a while.
Yeah. That makes sense because if, I mean, people are like doing
always touching you and doing stuff and you're always sitting in a chair. Like, so when it's my free time, that's like the last thing.
Natural. Let it get wild.
So those would be like my skincare. And it's always inside out. So
yeah, that was my next thing. Eat healthy,
drink water, and your skin will follow.
Supplements. Do you have any favorite supplements or things?
I think that is super unique to each person, which is even myself. I've had to really stop myself because I'll read things and I'll try things and you end up wasting so much money on supplements. Oh my God, you don't need
my cabinet.
My cabinet is full too, and then I forget, I put them in bags and I forget what they are, and then I end up throwing them away, and then I'm like trying to have a routine. I think the majority of people there's always a few things that will help anybody, which, you know, is like a probiotic is always good to just replenish your gut, but it depends on each person which probiotic, which strain of bacteria fits you. Then fish oil, because these days fish just doesn't have the same nutrients as it used to, and we just don't eat enough fatty fish.
I should probably.
And then
I never eat fish, so I should probably do that.
And then magnesium is something that a lot of people are deficient in, but there's so many types of magnesium. So that's another thing. And then that's it. I guess just keeping up your immune system.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Right now that's been my like main priority. I wish, I wish people would talk about that more. Like just, you know, you can boost your immune system at home, like by taking things.
Yeah.
You can like take some of that in your own hands, like empower yourself.
I think the most, like anytime I'm feeling under the weather, what I always do is like a lemon ginger honey tea.
Oh yes,
fixes everything.
Yeah.
Sounds weird, but it really works.
Does. I literally had that last night because I had a stomach ache. I was like, yes.
Fresh it ginger. It always works, fixes everything. Fruit, so many vitamins, vegetables. That's the best way to just keep your immune system up.
And I really like how you keep emphasizing that everyone's unique, and I think I've just from the little bit I've seen of IIN, they always talk about that.
Yeah.
And I have definitely, I mean, it's so easy online to just recommend things, and that is literally what I do, but I think now that I'm, you know, getting older and realizing that things really, everyone is so unique, and what works for me is not going to work for someone else. What works for you might not work for me, and I think that's just a good reminder that I should like remember to have that kind
everything
of
everything is trial and error. So it's, you got to just try things. If it works, great. If not, try something else. But it is very unique to each person.
Yeah. And I hope that as time goes on, like influencers will kind of keep emphasizing that too. Like, this is for me, it's unique, mm-hmm. because it's so easy to just be like, oh my God, look at her. Like, I'm going to buy whatever she has. But
right. And when different. It comes to like clothing or something, that's fine. But it's the same. I get a lot of requests of people wanting to know like what I eat in a day or what I'm doing for this or which this I buy. And I never want to promote something that could harm or confuse people. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to share what I eat every day because then they're going to think, oh, I have to eat like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I just, that I don't believe in because everyone is different. Some people thrive off having breakfast. Some people thrive off intermittent fasting. So it's yeah. really depending on each person.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I bet.
So I'll share a recipe because I'm like, yeah. this is a good recipe, granola. But I won't share like what you should do every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I bet that can be hard too, because with fitness, everyone sees you and sees you're very toned and everything, like, oh, I need to eat whatever she's eating. But it's mm-hmm. like, that's, yeah, it can be unhealthy to like, mm-hmm. recommend that. So that's a good yeah. point. Okay, last thing I guess to end it off with, I ask everybody this on the podcast because I talk about spirituality a lot. What is yeah. your relationship with spirituality or religion, if you have one?
Not religious. Mm-hmm. I take everything as it comes and believe that everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. And that's, yeah. Yeah, I'm not religious. I mean, religious, yeah, no. Mm-hmm. Do you meditate yeah. or, I mean, you
do? I do. I go through phases. Sometimes I'm really consistent, sometimes I'm not. I have a few apps that I love, which is Inscape, mm-hmm. Insight Timer.
Insight Timer. That's what I thought you were going to say.
And Calm. And whenever I do it, I feel amazing. I just sometimes just don't do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like working out in your style of workouts a lot of the time kind of feels like a form of meditation mm-hmm. too.
Because it's like moving meditation. So mm-hmm. even for me, going on a walk
yeah.
feels like totally. Meditation. Doing my workouts feels like meditation. So sometimes just like sitting, doing nothing. Even watching a TV show for me is just, it's about disconnecting. Mm-hmm. So yeah. that to me is a time where if I'm watching a TV show that I'm really into or I'm finding it funny, then I'm just like
yeah.
relaxing.
Yeah, turning off the noise for a mm-hmm. little bit.
So yeah, meditation, it's still something like every week or every year I put in my notebook, like, must meditate more.
Yeah.
Must do 10 minutes a day. And then sometimes I stick it through and sometimes I just...
Yeah. Well, that's so good to hear. So it goes in phases. Everyone, mm-hmm. everyone does this. Like, we're all human.
No one's ever perfect.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, that's a good line to end that on, honestly. Thank you so much for coming on. I'm like, I think we could talk for a lot longer, so.
I know. I agree.
I'm excited to chat more over IG, and I'm just really glad you came on. I feel like.
Thank you for having me.
Had a lot to learn from you, definitely. And my dog's barking. And now I'm going to go do a workout.
Like, take me out.
And be like, good. Hey, amazing. Just talk to her. Like, she loves this shit. Like, this is great.
Amazing.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much.
And I will see you on Instagram at a workout.
Yes. One day I'd love to, like, if you had some in-person thing, that'd be so fun to come down and like, go.
I'm planning it. I just need to figure out with the COVID rules and what the best thing is. Because I did do a live event in New York a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I did it all, like, outdoors, masks. So I need to figure it out in LA, too.
Yeah. Well, that would be a good excuse to come down because I have a lot yeah. of people there. So I'm like, hey, yeah, gonna go to workout. Mm-hmm. That'd be fun.
So soon.
Yes. Yeah. Awesome. Well, I'll be waiting for that.
Perfect.
Have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks. You too. Bye.
Okay. Wow. I have a different sweater on. That was amazing. I am so inspired by her. It's just really cool to hear people living their truth. Like, she is clearly doing what she's supposed to do. She is thriving. The universe is loving it. Like, it's just all clicking. And yeah, I just really like her outlook on everything. Very cool to put a person behind the face, the face and behind the workouts that I've been loving. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Definitely have a lot to learn from her, and I'll be, I'm sure, listening back to this episode. Yeah, feeling inspired. Love that for her. Love her Saturn return. Totally aligning with her new, her newfound success. Anyway, I always get so like kind of, I don't know if misty is the right word, but I just get a little like foggy in the clouds after I talk to someone because I'm just like processing everything. So don't mind that. But hope you enjoyed. Make sure to check her out. If you guys are looking for a workout, seriously, seriously, go sign up for TF Studio. I believe it's $19 a month, or you can pay it outright for a year, which I don't remember how much that is, but I know you get a discount if you sign up for the whole year. And you can do it on your computer, on your phone. As she said, app will be coming soon, an app. Really great workouts. You feel amazing. I feel amazing doing them for everything. Like, I love that there's shorter ones, longer ones. You can go by body part. Like, for me personally, I'm really trying to work on the booty. The booty needs some work. So booty and arms, that's my thing right now. Yeah, so go check it out. Go check her out. Go support her. We love her. Yes. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to leave a review if you liked it. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel. And I will talk to you guys next week. Love you so much. Bye. Thanks for tuning in to Acting My Age podcast with me, Rohini Elise. See you next week. Bye.